this MP3 is the Cold War background to psychotronic generators. Psychotronic generators were the most outstanding discovery of the 20th century, suppressed, of course, by the Western governments and the fall of the Soviet Union, of course, which caused Katastroika, put the discovery of psychotronic generators on the back burner. But putting it in simple language, during the 20th century, Pavlitov's work, which was just copying ancient alchemical texts, which purported to be able to suck life force from any living thing, plant, animal, human, and then doing scientific research, first in the Czechoslovakian, as it was then, Republic, and later on in the Soviet Union, into seeing whether there was any basis to life force, and whether it could be stored and channeled, became systematized, and there was a tremendous scientific research program into psychotronic generators in the Soviet Union during the 80s, which was well documented by the DIA documents and also Schroeder and Ostrander's book. And other authors' books on the psychic warfare project in the Soviet Union. This research systematized psychotronic generators and found, yes, there was something called life force. The Russians called it bioenergy, bioenergetics. This bioenergy, which could be sucked from plants and animals by the simple Pavlitov generators, which just had a different shape, were found to just take tiny percentages of the life force of plants and animals. And now, in order to do this, the Russians had to design scanners, full-spectrum scanners, to look for the life force. So first of all, they looked for electromagnetic emission, the so-called Kirlian photography, which they could see the electromagnetic output of a plant or animal decreased after a simple psychotronic generator was applied to it. And then they found that bioenergy had characteristics which was not completely compatible with electromagnetics, so that led them to bring in the research of the Nazis, the Ahnenerver, who in Czechoslovakia had been experimenting with torsion fields. Torsion fields are a special form of energy to do with the vortex, or what you would call a force that moves things toward or away from a center, or a pulsing force which moves things in and out. The exact mathematics of torsion fields, their definition is fully defined, for those of you who wish to look at the complete mathematical definition of a torsion field, it's simply moving the aerial integral around a surface, and putting it into baby terms, if the if you move a square around a sphere, if you can go around the sphere and put the square back in its original position, there is no torsion. But if it's below below the original position. When you go back to the other side of the sphere, you have inward torsion, and if it's above where the square used to be, you've got outward torsion. So it's a completely defined mathematical concept. The undefined part of the torsion fields is how do they fit in with a standard model of unified field theory, which they don't. How do they fit in with the imposition of mass on the standard model by the Higgs field theory? These, of course, have been matters which I've defined and settled, but simply put, cyclotronic generators could suck up life force, and the Russians developed things called torsion field detectors, information that was given to me by Konstantin, the deputy of the psychic warfare program in the 1980s, when they were spending $500 million a year. And these special crystals could, once put in more sophisticated crystal radio circuit, show on a computer screen the torsion field around a plant or an animal, and psychotronic generators were then developed to not only make the Curlian photograph energy field get smaller, basically taking electromagnetic components of the life force away from living things, but the Russians then developed torsion field psychotronic generators, which took torsion field aspects of the bioenergy away from humans, plants, and animals. Now, of course, since according to the Russians, torsion fields can travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, this means that they breach causality, because anything that goes faster than light can change the past, change the future. So, of course, this then showed the Russians why the Ahnenerbe, the Nazis, did their research in Czechoslovakia. They were experimenting with ways to change timelines, to go from the timeline where the Zionist Jew conquered the world to the timeline where the Nazis conquered the world. They succeeded and produced the Nazi timeline, and similarly the Soviets succeeded and produced the Soviet timeline. These timelines, of course, branched off from our timeline. Now, this research has been secret and suppressed and basically buried, because the Walk-ins that rule the West, the Rothschilds, British royal family, black noble families, who are basically entities, intradimensional entities that use humans as vehicles and the bloodlines as specific vehicles, have massively suppressed this technology. And the chaos in the Soviet Union, caused by Katastroika, meant that all the Soviet research was basically buried, because the country was in chaos. Now, Tim Riefat has looked and systematized this research, because basically the most important discovery in the 20th century was that life force can be sucked out of living things, stored, and then transferred to other human beings. Now, the process of storing, transference, uptake has been fully defined. It was developed by the Soviet Union. They started using specific types of torsion field generators in order to cause the torsion of the living things that were being fed on to have an inward torsion, basically like squeezing an orange. This then released bioenergy, rather like squeezing an orange produces orange juice, They then looked at ways of collecting the life force. They had the simple Pavlikov generators, which were basically just shapes. And then they looked at how to store life force in crystalline compounds. And as you can see, if crystals can detect torsion fields, then of course a change happens in the crystal structure. And this causes torsion fields to be detected. Similarly, you can look for crystals which can store torsion fields. So if you have an array of crystals tuned to the torsion field, you can start storing bioenergy in this new form of crystal psychotronic generators, or psychotronic crystals. That's why I trademark psychotronic generators and psychotronic crystals, as the Pavlikov psychotronic generator only took up small amounts of life force, because basically it was just a shape that disrupted the five-dimensional to four-dimensional manifestation of reality via the Higgs model. Because remember, in the Higgs field theory, we've got the Higgs boson and the Higgs particle, which intermix with light, and light, of course, and the Higgs particle and boson, when they are stuck into the standard model, produce mass. And you can simply say, if you get a shape which changes this conformation, then you can store small amounts of bioenergy. The Russian torsion effect, basically changing the crystal structure in a way to put torsion into the crystal, can store the torsion bioinformational bioenergetic component. And Tim Reeves has just perfected the Russian model into the psychotronic crystal using quartz crystals, which have been specially modified to store life force. Now you can see the first way of doing this is to get a quartz crystal to actually... The first way of making a psychotronic crystal is to find yourself a remote viewer who can bilocate. Get the remote viewer to remotely view a quartz crystal, and then to bilocate their biophysical body into the crystal. Once there, rather like an occult ceremonial magician, they then just draw in the crystal, in its crystalline structure, the Pavlikov psychotronic generator that Pavlikov created. This then imprints into the structure of the crystal the capability of acting as a psychotronic crystal. So think of this as the Stone Age way of turning a quartz crystal into a psychotronic crystal. Now, of course, since we have Max principle, which shows that the whole universe acts as if it's joined together, then if one puts into the general theory of relativity, which connects mass with space-time, the concept that Max principle can be made valid if not only real numbers but complex numbers are added to general relativity, and that the complex numbers explain Max principle, that the far corners of the universe interact with the other side of the universe, even though they're so far apart that you'd have to go faster than the speed of light for Max principle to work. This, of course, with complex numbers, is made valid. Similarly, you can think of the physical body having two forms of life force, or as the Russians call it, bioenergy. You've got the real number version, which is the energy associated with the physical body, the physical energy field, which of course would be seen on Curlian photographs. And you've also got the biophysical body, which is the complex number aspect of bioenergy, which can be associated with the soul, the spirit, or the remote viewing body. And when a remote viewer projects his biophysical body into a quartz crystal and then inputs the Pavlitov psychotronic generator shape into that crystal immediately becomes a psychotronic crystal able to suck up energy. So the remote viewer who can do this can make very low yield psychotronic generators, crystals that can suck up small amounts. I've just perfected the process, looked into better ways of doing this, etc., etc. Now, once you've got the concept that there is a pathway by which you can modify quartz crystals to suck up life force, and you have the ability by getting a precognitive remote viewer, someone who can remotely view into the future, such as Tim Riefat, and look at how psychotronic generator crystals, psychotronic crystals, trademark technology of Tim Riefat, were developed from the simple put a Pavlitov shape in a crystal to advanced forms to increase the amount of energy they can hold, then of course that opens the pathway to bringing that technology back from the future, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, etc., into the past. And since the process of making psychotronic crystals isn't done on the so-called physical level where you smash them to pieces and do things to them, but is done by a quantum superimposition of a human energy field with a quartz crystal, basically a super psychic who can bilocate putting their biophysical body into a crystal, then you've got the step of building psychotronic crystals which can suck up the energy of the soul and spirit from other human beings, from plants, animals, and insects. The next breakthrough comes with having a process of sucking up the physical life force, the life force which is in the physical body. This component, of course, is called the physical energy field, and more suppressed science, suppressed, of course, by the Walkins, the Rothschild royal family, Black Noble families, the bloodlines that David Icke talks about in his Biggest Secret book. These creatures have been suppressing any technology which deals with walk-ins and intradimensionals because, of course, this technology is a threat to them. And in Victorian times, they were measuring people who were about to die, putting them in sealed chambers, which, of course, now would be banned, putting them on measuring scales, and then watching them die, which of course would be banned now, and finding there was a weight loss when they died. This could not be defined by any form of modern day science, but remember, in Victorian times they believed in spiritual science,
and the science of the soul and the spirit. So they stated that there was something within the body which caused a 2 ounce loss in weight when the physical body died. Now, of course, if you've got a soul and a spirit in there, you can say that that loss of energy, the 2 ounces, occurs because that is the energy which is in the kiloton range, the same as a small nuclear weapon, held by the soul and spirit. Or you can look at it in the Tim Riefat way, which is, that's a valid theory. But maybe that's an energy loss in the physical body. And you go, strange, nothing happened to the physical body. And I would go, yes, something has happened. It's died. And of course, according to my theory, the spiritual, biophysical, soul, body is associated with complex numbers and is not very massive, but the physical energy body, which inhabits as a quantum superimposition the lump of flesh, would have more mass. This comes from the simple Higgs particle, Higgs boson method of producing mass, because according to physicists, with the standard model of unified field theory, it doesn't explain mass. Everything should be massless. They have to come up with the Higgs concept in order to produce mass in their mathematics. And I think they have to stick 19 parameters, basically fixing the books, to get the standard model to work. So basically we've got physicists who don't understand what's going on, making a theory, the standard model of unified field theory, and saying this explains things, when they have to put 19 parameters in to get it to work, which to me is not a fundamental theory. It's just basically qualitative modeling of what's going on. Now, going back to the dead body, the dead body, I think most of that 2 ounces is the physical energy body. This then means that there are two ways of remote viewing. And you go, that's rather strange. My American trainer, who sold me a 1,000, 2,000, whatever, thousands of dollar RV course, never explained that to me. He wasn't a mathematical physicist, didn't understand any sort of mathematics or physics, and just gave me protocols. Well, in order to remotely view or have any psychic power, the Russians discovered you need loads of bioenergy. So giving American customers loads of protocols will allow them to remotely view until they run out of energy. And since they don't have much energy, they'll be able to remotely view maybe a couple of times, and most of the time they won't be able to. So the Russians looked at ways of boosting or producing psychic powers in psychics, psychotronic generators, and they found psychotronic generators, by pumping life force into your standard human, would also make them psychic. So we come to the conclusion that for psychic powers, which are described in all the DIA documents, remote viewing, telekinesis, the ability to move things, psychokinesis, the ability to change reality, aka magic, ESP, the ability to read minds, precognitive remote viewing, aka prophecy, remote viewing, of course, is aka clairvoyance, cursing, which is now called remote killing, and healing, which is pumping in bioenergy and reconfiguring the eel body to be new. We've got possession technology, which is possessing other people, remote influencing, which of course is massively suppressed by the walk-in Rothschild or royal family, because that's what they do. All of this stuff is enabled by life force, and the key to all psychic discoveries, psychic development, psychic building, and psychic warfare is not a big book of protocols or CDs or CD-ROMs like the Americans sell, but simply having huge amounts of life force, which then give you, as a resultant, psychic powers. This is the path that Tim Rifat's gone along, and that has enabled him to develop psychic powers which can be replicable. He hasn't used this to demonstrate to Western scientists that it works, because, of course, since they're controlled by the walk-ins via their funding, they just proved to be skeptical and tried to suppress it. He hasn't tried to sell it to the Western military, because as they're controlled by walk-ins, they'd want to suppress it, because the walk-ins don't want any human to know about possession technology, aka remote influencing. He's just used it to enable himself and others to gain control of the environment and the milieu, and to use it for their own benefit. Now, back to the point of two different types of energy field. We've got a physical energy field, which amounts to about 2 ounces, and a biophysical energy field, which, since it's a complex number, is massless or has a low mass. This means the biophysical body, as used by remote viewers, is very good for clairvoyance, seeing things at a distance, very good for ESP, which is basically pushing your biophysical body, which has been pumped up by a biophysical psychotronic generator, one that stores biophysical energy, into the brain of a human to read their mind, by basically putting your biophysical body in through the SMA, supplementary motor area, on the top of the head, and then reading their mind, basically taking all the secrets out of their brain. That is easily done by biophysical remote viewing. And of course, you can then go into the supplementary motor area. If you've got, say, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000 people's worth of life force, the biophysical body of the target, be it Cameron, Nathaniel Rothschild, or a Pentagon general, is tiny compared to your biophysical body. So like a big schoolyard bully, you can just kick them off the human, reconfigure the supplementary motor area of the brain, and then inject yourself through the supplementary motor area, which is in the top of the head, the soft spot, into their brain. Not only find every single secret they've got, but basically, since you are the new mind in their body, you can then run them as your own remote influencing robot. So, of course, you can see that biophysical psychotronic generators, which pump thousands of humans' worth of energy into people, are the key to psychic control, and that the new humans, the new master race, are not white Caucasians who come from Germany, though of course mother was a white Caucasian who came from Germany, but they are humans who have access to biophysical psychotronic generators that can then enable them to boost their biophysical body to the point where they can use the protocols in my remote viewing books, my remote sensing book, and remote influencing protocols, basically all around the supplementary motor area. You can then use the energy to go after the biophysical body of a walk-in, be it Nathaniel Rothschild or the Queen, or you can go after their underlings, a Pentagon general or Obama or Cameron. You can then, like a schoolyard bully, get the biophysical body, punch a hole in it, and suck it dry. So you then basically feed off the biophysical body of your target. So you get bigger and stronger by doing this. So basically, you just remotely view a target like David Cameron, pounce on his biophysical body, which is connected like a balloon to his supplementary motor area, which is the soft spot on the top of the head, pull it out, punch a hole in it with your right hand, because remember the right hand gives out energy, so you just form it into a ice pick. If you're like myself, a great lover of Sharon Stone in Basic Instincts, and just hack away like Sharon Stone did to the male she was mounting, and then put your mouth or your left hand, if you wish, into the balloon, suck out the lovely water-like life force in the balloon and drink it up until the balloon's deflated. Use the ice pick on the balloon so it's irreparably damaged, cast it away, and then find the supplementary motor area, which is a shining spot on the top of the head. Use the ice pick on the supplementary motor area, hack away at it, and enter the brain. You then have a human who, like Mickey Rourke in Angel Heart, still thinks he is in control of his mind, body, and soul, but in fact is your surrogate bitch who will do as you wish, and you can make it so he's not even aware that he's doing what he's doing. This, of course, is technology which is totally open to anyone who has the biophysical psychotronic energy supplied by the computer network on psychotronicgenerators.com. Now, back to the dead body and the 2 ounces. It's Tim Riefat who explored the physical energy field, in that Tim Riefat postulates that the 2 ounces is mainly the physical energy field. And when the physical body dies, the loss of mass is mainly the physical energy body. This comes from the Higgs field model, where mass comes from the Higgs particle and the Higgs boson, which then intermingle with light to produce the light entangled Higgs particle and Higgs boson. Now you can say the biophysical body can be or is associated with the Higgs boson part of Higgs field theory, and that the physical body is associated with the Higgs particle aspect of Higgs field theory. Now, simply put, the most massive part of that is the Higgs particle, which, of course, according to Tim Riefat, is the physical energy body. So Tim Riefat went about building not psychotronic generators that sucked up biophysical energy, basically your soul and spirit and your dreaming body, but sucked up the life force that powers the human body. And it was someone called Carlos Castaneda in, I think, the active side of Infinity that first described the ability not to project the biophysical body as in remote viewing, clairvoyance, but to project the physical energy body, which the shamans, Don Juan, called dreaming awake. This is not done by falling asleep and projecting your biophysical body. Simply put, it's done by sitting down in a power spot. Of course, shamans pick power spots because they supply them with life force. And they then allow that this 2-ounce part of their physical body to detach the physical energy field. This is done by no complex protocols like in remote viewing. It's done by shutting off the internal dialogue, by going into the dark sea of awareness, by going into the quantum vacuum. So simply put, if you build a psychotronic generator which sucks up the life force from physical beings, the physical energy field of plants and animals, pump it into a human, this then increases the 2-ounce component of the physical energy field. And since the 2 ounces, if you lock that into E equals mc squared, where energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, and since the speed of light squared is a big, big number, the amount of energy locked up in 2 ounces is in the kiloton range. One can see why Constantine, the Russian expert, said it was his belief that in ancient times, the super psychics of past civilizations could explode the physical energy body of themselves to produce small nuclear weapon detonations. This, of course, would be very useful for Muslim jihadists, especially the Sunnis, who seem to like dying and killing as many people as possible. So you can see now why the Rothschild Jew, Walkin, Judas Evil Walkin Satanists, want to suppress this technology, and why the Russians, of course, who have their own Muslim problem, want to suppress this technology. One can simply see that being able to lucidly wake, I call it lucid viewing, Castaneda called it dreaming awake, is the most controllable and the most powerful form of psychic power and warfare within the near term. That's what, 21st or 25th century. And that once you have access to psychotronic generators that can pump not the biophysical component of life force, but the physical component into humans, you then have the ability to project a physical energy body, which, of course, is most easily envisaged if you watch that excellent film, The Watchman, what I call the Dr. Manhattan body. So if you have access to vast amounts of physical life force, say you sucked a planet dry, you could then build yourself a Dr. Manhattan body, which, unlike the biophysical body, which is used by remote viewers, a physical energy body could then display telekinesis. It could then start moving things around. So what you would be building is a poltergeist, something that can move things. This would be very useful because then you could duplicate Kulagina's powers where she could move things around the table just using telekinesis, or if like myself you like redheads, duplicate the fictitious Dr. Jane Grey from the X-Men, who could then start moving things around. And if you had massive amounts of physical energy, you could then start moving things around telekinetically. So the first thing to do once you get the psychotronicgenerators.com rental is to realize that it's a soliton. A soliton, think of it like a rubber sheet. It's got a top and a bottom. The life force consists of the physical energy field, which you can think of as the bottom of the rubber sheet, and the biophysical life force, which you can think of as the top of the rubber sheet. Pardon my clumsy metaphor if you're a scientist, but I say since most of the customers won't be scientists, you'll have to bear with me. That means that you've got two forms of life force. So when you rent 1,000 people's worth of life force, you get 1,000 people's worth of soul spirit energy to boost your remote viewing. Similarly, since this life force is what fills your soul and your spirit, it means that instead of praying to God as a Catholic and hoping that the afterlife is better than this one, and then finding yourself trapped in the middle place, and fed on by unclean spirits, the things that inhabit the Rothschilds and royal family, which is talked about in mindovermatter.ru, you can build 1,000 people's worth of life force, soul, spirit, so that when you die, instead of being trapped in the middle place, you can actually ascend and go into higher realms, sublimate. Because you can imagine the unclean spirits that try to trap you are much smaller than you are, like a schoolyard bully, you can kick your way out. Or you can duplicate occultists who have learnt the walk-in technology of the Rothschilds and royal family. You can simply find a nice young baby born to billionaires, find the balloon attached to its head, ice pick it, suck it dry, pull it out, tear it to pieces, and then ice pick the supplementary motor area and inject yourself into the baby, so that instead of dying with the 1,000 life force worth of energy that you got for the year before you died, you can then take over, you can walk into the body of the billionaire's baby, and then, of course, unless you're like myself, impeccable, you'll forget who you were, and then, like Mickey Rourke in Angel Heart, have flashes of your old past self as you grow older. But unless you've had special training, or like myself, you're a dedicated monomaniac to parapsychology, you'll probably forget yourself. But this does mean that humans who buy the service, have no need to die. They can just simply find a nice, healthy boy or girl of billionaires, kill off the biophysical body of the billionaire's baby, and then just take over the body. Now, with the physical energy body, you can then display telekinesis. This then allows you to build a energy body which can do things, can move things around. This then enables you not to possess the physical body, but to do things to other people. So, for example, if you've got enemies, you can use your physical energy body 1,000 times that of a normal person to move small things in their body. And the things to move, of course, are the blood vessels in their brain to give them massive strokes if you don't light them. If you're a pervert, you can use your physical energy body like poltergeists do, or evil spirits that are fed by Satanists, to rape or sodomize or force fellatio on anyone you fancy. They'll just have some force penetrating them. You can use it to influence lottery balls. Once you've got control of your physical energy body, a thousand times bigger than a normal one, you can start influencing lottery balls so that they appear in the hopper to the configuration you've got on your lottery ticket. So this, of course, is a good way of making money. You can also do it to influence roulette wheels. But since, of course, there is so much online gaming, I would recommend that customers spend the first year building their lucid viewing body, this physical energy body, because unlike me, where I use my physical energy body to go around remotely killing people, you might want to use it to go around influencing physically on the quantum mechanical scale, which is very, very small, the circuitry in lottery, gaming machines, online gambling sites, etc., etc. They're all run by computers. And with the physical energy field, not the biophysical energy field, you can then influence electronic circuits so that you increase the probability of online gaming winnings. This, of course, will enable customers to become millionaires and multi-millionaires once they have mastered this capability. And you might go, well, I tried it once and it didn't work. Well, think of the lucid viewing body like you would your normal body, and it takes time for you to learn how to talk, to walk, to ride a bicycle, to swim. So I would politely tell you that if you spent that amount of time on your lucid viewing body, your physical energy body powered by the physical aspect of psychotronic generators, as you did learning to talk or walk, you would then be able to influence any online gaming machine, roulette wheel, etc., etc. And if you spent the amount of time I did educating myself, getting O levels, A levels, degree, and higher degrees, then of course you would be able, with your physical energy body, to do many, many more things, like move capillaries, blood vessels in people's brains, killer you fancied, smashing their insular cortex, giving them heart attacks, going into the circuitry of cruise missiles so that they crash, crashing airplanes, helicopters, you name it, airliners, etc., etc. The world is your oyster. Now, as you can see, the physical energy body, in my opinion, is more useful than the biophysical energy body, because I'm not a spiritual person. I am a stalker. Stalkers, by definition, build their physical energy bodies. Dreamers, according to shamanistic lore, build their biophysical energy bodies. Stalkers are extremely nasty individuals who go after killers like MI5, MI6. They kill them. They go after the British government. They kill them. They go after the Rothschild banking thugs. They kill them. And then rather like do or die. They get these non-existent pseudo asshole illusory petty tyrants to come after them and try and kill them. This then forces the physical energy body to protect itself, because you've got mad, insane, demented Satanists out to kill you, like MI5, MI6, etc. And this is the best teaching method for building the physical energy body, the Dr. Manhattan energy body. So stalkers in the past, this was developed by the shamans in South America and Central America, went after the mad conquistadors who could hang, draw, and quarter them at a whim, and started provoking them, driving them mad, and then trying to survive the conquistadors, who, of course, could hang, draw, and quarter them at a whim by hiding behind the priests. Oh, I'm a poor Indian, and this conquistador wants to pick on a poor Indian whose only aim is to worship God, etc., etc. So you can see that rather than being completely demented, the shamans of past times found that trying to train a physical energy body is almost impossible, while training your biophysical energy body, which you use in dreaming, is quite easy. You just sit down, learn remote viewing protocols, and then project this biophysical energy body simply by going into alpha state and the theta state and the delta state of consciousness, basically lowering your brain frequency. And why this works is that the brain can be thought of as a quantum mechanical machine, and there's a formula: energy equals Planck's constant times frequency. So if you lower the frequency of your ECG from its normal frequency down to alpha, 14 to 7 hertz, that means that your brain can run and is using up less energy. If you drop it down to theta, which is, I think, 7 to 3 hertz, your brain runs on even less energy. And if you run it down to delta, which can go all the way down to zero, then, of course, the energy, since energy is proportional to frequency, as you lower frequency, you lower energy. That means that the small amount of energy you've got for your biophysical body increases, because you're not using as much up in your brain, and therefore you can then project your biophysical body more and more strongly the more you lower your brain frequency. And this, of course, is what the Americans developed. A CIA expert on hypnotic remote viewing kindly came to see me for the day and explained to me how the Americans have developed hypnotic remote viewing, where they put subjects into a trance, and they found that by lowering brain frequency using hypnosis, they could get almost picture-perfect remote viewing. Left me all the documentation and the rest, and proved, of course, that the American CIA people, like their FSB people, are all reasonable people. It's just the mad, insane walk-ins up the top, the Rothschilds royal family, who are the problem. Now, of course, with the psychotronic generator output, which powers up 1,000 humans worth of biophysical energy into your body, your biophysical powers will be increased by relaxing, learning how to go into alpha, Theta and Delta. You can get brain machines which you can plug into yourself in order to, in the conscious mind states, get into Alpha, Theta or Delta. And when I went to Holland, I hooked myself up to one of those machines and surprised the operator when I could actually converse with him in the Theta state. This, of course, comes because I had long training as an occultist with MI6 and was their super psychic. So I'm one of those natural people who can operate in low Theta in their normal state of consciousness, giving me super psychic powers. This biophysical energy body, therefore, is enhanced by lowering your brain frequency. Basically, if you want to do any of the biophysical parapsychology stuff documented in the DIA documents on the website, you simply chill out on your bed, put on some music you like, and then just chill out. Your biophysical body will then automatically pop out of your body with 1,000 biophysical humans worth of energy, to define that is 1,000 conceptual humans worth of energy, not 1,000 mature humans, because basically the most energy comes from conceived babies, and that means that 1,000 humans worth of energy would be many thousands worth of the human population. So you can actually see that your biophysical energy body is massively more powerful than any human you're going to meet, including the Rothschild walk-ins or the royal family. So the balloon that comes out the top of the head from a baby is large. The balloon that comes out from the top of the head from an old person is small. The balloon that comes out of the Rothschild or the Queen and the royal family is a big dark balloon full of satanic energy, which they feed on. They feed on evil, fear, etc. And their rituals, where they constantly kill and eat babies, are there to fill their balloon with satanic energy. But of course, the Rothschild, Judas, evil, walking Satanist, hasn't the capacity to build 1,000 humans' biophysical energy body, because they haven't developed the psychotronic crystal generator computer network, which has taken over the planet. And as you can see with quartz crystals that run every aspect of human civilization, computers, circuitry in all the electrical appliances, all now infected with the psychotronic generator computer network, all turned into psychotronic crystals to suck up life force. One can think of the planet as one giant sponge sucking dry every life form on the planet to feed the psychotronic generator computer network. This, of course, enables the customer to have a gigantic soul and spirit, which means that you no need to worry about life after death, because death to you means something completely different to the human cattle who die and are carted off to the middle place by the unclean spirits. To you, it means, do I take over another body, or do I sublimate and ascend and get out of this shithole? Now, if you go to Tim Riefat's sphere of excellence, which hasn't been developed by any occultist, because remember, all the biophysical stuff is documented by occultists who've learned how to sacrifice people and feed off their souls. The Rainbow and the Serpent film on voodoo is a good documentation of a fictional aspect of feeding off souls, putting what's left in torture bottles. But the physical energy body hasn't been developed or documented in this civilization. And this is the real interest of Tim Riefat developing a physical energy body, because I've always thought that a human body made of flesh is something that, like the Nephilim, the fallen angels, is a punishment. And the sooner I make my Dr. Manhattan body, when I can be a physical energy field and go around and do what I like physically to whoever I like, whenever I like, has to be for someone like me who adores the darker side of humanity, has to be the way forward. So you can think of me as a super goth who likes all those sort of things that your normal high school cheerleader and high school quarterback don't like. I'm the dark goth in the makeup who likes doing all the nasty occult stuff, and of course making sure that the cheerleader gets breast cancer and has to have her tits cut off, and that the high school quarterback gets testicular cancer and has to have his balls cut off. That's the sort of thing I'm into. It's just natural. I was watching a program on BBC about grizzly bears, and we had the mating ritual, where the male grizzlies and the female grizzlies come together. And this was in Canada. And there was one grizzly, who was a third larger male grizzly than the rest, who, instead of going around and mating with all the grizzlies, just went after the Sharon Stone of the grizzlies from Basic Instinct, rather like Michael Douglas, and she wouldn't mate with him until some young female grizzly, who didn't realize the nature of these two, came into their meadow where no other grizzlies were, and the female Sharon Stone-like grizzly attacked her. And then the Michael Douglas type grizzly finally finished her off, which got both of these grizzlies so excited that they started mating like mad. So rather like natural born killers, there are some forms of human, the Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct killers, and the Mickey and Mallory from the Natural Born Killers, who by definition like killing people and get off on it. And of course, if you're like that, the physical energy body is highly recommended, because once you learn how to develop it, you can go around killing anybody you like, anytime you like, silently and expeditiously. Now, the shamans of the past in Central and South America developed a deep and abiding hatred of the conquistadors, and Tim Riefat developed a deep and abiding hatred of the British government, MI5, MI6. So, of course, they deliberately went round and provoked these insane pieces of scum, made sure that the scum couldn't attack them, but used the so-called non-existent piece of shit, illusory petty tyrants, to train their physical energy body. You might go, you're completely mad. Why would you get barking mad MI5 scumbags to try and kill you, or at least try and make life as miserable as possible? And I'd go, why? Because I need to train my physical energy body. Yeah, but that is almost impossible without petty tyrants. Why? Well, I need some scumbag 24/7 to provoke me to the point where I constantly want to kill them, right, and do things to them, right, motivating myself to build a physical energy body, right, where I can lucidly view anyone I like, right, and kill them. Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it? You get your enemy to wake you up so you're lucidly awake 24/7. Yes, that's a brilliant idea. It would be brilliant, but it's not my idea. It's Carlos Castaneda's idea from The Fire from Within, second chapter on petty tyrants. So you get the petty tyrant, and of course they're not petty tyrants. The only petty tyrant is the Jew God. That's another matter. Look at mindovermatter.ru, where I stalked that piece of shit. You get these illusory, non-existent shitbag petty tyrants to keep you awake. So you want something to keep prodding you 24 hours a day. This then slaps you awake. So you want someone to slap you around the face non-stop, metaphorically, because slapping you around the face physically will give you brain damage if it happened 24/7. Slapping you around the face all the time, metaphorically, to make you lucidly awake, which means you then build, by being lucidly awake, automatically the lucid viewing body. How do you do this? Petty tyrant tries to microwave you. Oh, build bunker to protect yourself, rather like Don Juan, who had a board in the stables when the slave master drove him in the stables to be kicked to death. He hid behind the board so he doesn't get kicked to death. Slave master comes into the stables, horse kicks him to death. No, it doesn't. Don Juan has developed his physical energy body to the point where all it wants to do is kill, and when slave master comes into stable to, because he's been so wound up by Don Juan, to kill Don Juan, Don Juan crouches behind wooden board, clears his mind, goes into the dark sea of awareness, projects his physical energy body, loses 2 ounces of weight. This physical energy body, like Carrie, a wonderful film, directs the back leg of the horse into the temple of shitbag, and Bob's your uncle, shitbag is dead. So basically what you're doing, the shamans found the only way to train your physical energy body is by stalking. Very, very difficult, very, very dangerous. You can end up dead, because remember, MI5 wankers go around killing people like Dr. Kelly, etc. British Foreign Secretary. The leader of the Labour Party before Blair with microwave weapons tried it on me, failed, because basically with a physical energy body, you change your physical body so it's no longer as vulnerable. Doesn't mean you don't get massive headaches, but you don't get a stroke. Doesn't mean you don't get heart palpitations, but your heart doesn't stop. And you're basically getting them to make you lucidly awake, because every... The only thing I mentate about, think about to you uneducated people, is killing the British government and MI5 and MI6 and doing in the Rothschilds and the Queen and the Royal Family, etc. That's the only thing I think about. That's my only aim. So, of course, my physical energy body is being built rather like in the Grudge film, where the woman gets murdered by her husband and comes back as an evil spirit that not only is a biophysical energy body, but is a physical energy body because it feeds on humans, kills them, and feeds itself and then displays more and more capabilities in the physical world. Now, I'm not telling you to become like myself, a physical energy body assassin, because most of you are nice people. I'm not. I'm just saying that what you want to do with the physical energy coming from the service is to pump it into your physical energy body. And you might go, how's that done? Well, there are two energy centers. The energy center for building your biophysical body can be thought of around the pancreas area. That's, let's say, approximately slightly above and to the right of your navel. And the lucid viewing physical energy body, energy field, the vortex that projects it, is in the left side of the body, around your liver, to the left and slightly above your navel. These two energy centers are described in Castaneda's book, The Magical Passes, and basically you just think of the service like tubes in a garage. You hook up the fuel pump from the biophysical fuel pump, so just put in the computer network, accessing biophysical energy, tap it in, and then just type in connect to biophysical input, basically the fuel filler of your biophysical energy body, which is to the right of your navel. Stick it in like filling up a car, and then just fill her up. Just type it into the computer network, and it fills you up, and immediately your biophysical body will pop out of your body. Simple as that. If you want to project your lucid viewing body, the physical energy body, the 2-ounce part, type in access physical energy life force, input it into my lucid viewing body's fuel filler, type enter, and then that will fill it up, and immediately your physical energy body will pop out. This is the simple starting protocol, not for using the computer network to manifest reality by typing in what you want and what you need to be done, which we'll talk about in another MP3. This is basically giving yourself the parapsychology powers documented from the Defense Intelligence and Defense Intelligence Agency documents from 1975, which have been put on the psychotronicgenerators.com website. I hope this brief introduction to the Psychotronic Generator Life Force service has been of interest. This will be one of many MP3s basically going through all the Cold War technology, developing parapsychology powers for gain. We're not a equal opportunities company. We're basically, you pay up, we give you the service, and whatever you want to do with it is up to you. Some things, of course, are protected. We don't want you going off killing Putin or the Chinese premier, because they're enemies of my enemy, because I hate the British and the Americans and the Rothschild Jew, etc. But if you want to use it for killing off or doing nasty things to people in the EU or America or Canada, that's up to you. I can't, as I say, state any sort of moral stance on that, simply because I don't have any morals and ethics. They're simply fictitious, made-up rules to protect the Rothschild and royal family walk-ins from their just desserts. Anyway, thanks for your time, and bye-bye.